Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service as the host. And we have two very dear guests, Sister Nahid and Brother Mudarrisi. Welcome, both of you. Welcome to
Thank you.
Studio. And I'm so happy for being here with you. But as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Well, sure. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, this is Nahid. I'm having the honor of being with you today. I'm a teacher. I have the master's degree in teaching. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And you, brother?
Yes, thank you for having me here. I'm Sayyid Muhammad Asal Mudarrisi, and I am the graduate of Hausa Seminary, and I'm also studying PhD in the field of teaching.
And that's very great. How do we know that we are focusing our energy in the wrong way? Is there any way to know that? I mean, like, many times it happens that maybe years later, I think from the very first triggering point that I started to take action towards something. And then after those 2 years, 3 years, maybe even longer, I come to realize that maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Well, it's normal, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, is it possible to just know every step that we are just taking is the correct one, is leading us towards the thing we want?
Yeah. What about men? How do they think?
They're human beings, that much different. But I think it's totally individual and relative. You have to approach it in a subjective way. But yet there are some aspects.
So you very quickly realized that you were doing something wrong?
Me personally?
Yeah?
Yes, I have felt
quickly.
I have felt that I'm doing it wrong. But yet, you are wasting your time. I mean, wasting your time and energy, and you feel that, yes.
Is that wasting?
It depends on you. But from my perspective, when I prioritize my life, I see that I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be, engaged in this, for example, investing time in this argument instead of being somewhere else and doing something better. So, yeah, when I believe that this is not the right place and right time for me to be in, so I'm still continuing being in the wrong place.
Well, you know about me, I have this rule that whenever I decide about something, I try to make my decision in a way that I would never regret it. Or at least if I look back, I do not call it wrong because that was the best decision I could have taken, I could have made in that moment. So technically, I don't call them wrong. Because whatever it has been an experience. Like, at the end of the day, it has taught me something. I learned something, and I was a human being. I went through an interaction. Maybe I met some new people. Maybe I learned some new, I don't know, even a new word, maybe. Like, to that point, yeah. I bring it down. So I usually do not call the decisions that we make as wrong, but maybe. Maybe I'm not talking about what we see in some people's life. What we see in the movies. A turning point happens in the life of a character, of the main character, and that character has to decide either of killing someone or not. So in that very moment, they decide to kill someone. That would be considered as wrong. But about the stuff that we're living through, like in this ordinary life, I don't think there would be any experience that could be called wrong.
You know, I'm not the kind of person who would regret lots of things, like hurting myself because of the decision I made like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I cannot decide if the thing that I'm doing is like the best way. Like, I give it a thought.
You're not sure about...
I think deeply, yeah, exactly. I think deeply about the decisions I'm making. And then when I just agreed upon this decision, I just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand that, okay, it sure has consequences, like, either positive or negative. But when I think about something and I, believe and the thing that I have thought about, the thing that I have searched for. Then I just go through it, and I will not regret it much. Like, why did you do that, like, years ago? And I just, like, try to go with the flow of my life, understanding that I'm not flawless. I surely have done mistakes. I have made mistakes, but...
And I would make.
Yes, and still, I'm a human being. Yeah. I'm not, like...
I'm just learning.
Yeah, exactly.
This is me living for the first time.
Yeah, and I don't like to regret, like, things. Like, why didn't you do that this way? So things would have been different.
I totally don't like this concept of regret. And because I don't, at the moment when I have to make decision, I try to be very cautious. Now, the point is, there are many people who are encouraging other people to go for the idea of seize the day, enjoy your life, do everything just as the moment they happen. But don't we have to think about the consequences and the future of every decision that we make? Now, keep your answer for after the break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So I was just asking you, there are many people who encourage this idea in different platforms that, okay, you shouldn't regret. We were just both of us just saying that it's not good to regret. So it's better to be cautious at the very moment. But then there are many people who say you don't even have to think about the future. Just live right in the moment. While I can recall that there are many narrations telling us that you have to focus on the consequences of every single decision you're going to make.
Yeah, it actually is deeply connected with the matter of priorities in our lives. I mean, what you two just provided is just a very practical and useful thing to stick to. I mean, when we make our minds firm about something, when we choose something, we go firmly towards it. We do not want to stop there while reaching there, stopping there, and just thinking about what could have possibly been done prior to that, what could have been a better decision at that time. We just make the most of it. I mean, that's what you just said.
Yeah.
And that's truly, practical. And it is suggested and recommended that wherever you go, even in the worst possible scenarios, you have to find something to stick to. You have to find something to make the most of. I mean, you could attend a whole seminar for 2 hours, all nothing, but you just learn two words. Well, that's how you could make the most of it.
Yeah, that's not a waste of time.
It's not a waste of time, but yet it should not stop you from believing in the fact that next time you have to make this experience and turn it into an advantage point for yourselves. So that's why the mottos like live in the moment or live the moment, it's not, it's meaningless.
Logical, at least.
There is no sense to it, to live the moment and not considering anything or any possibilities, or even worse, I would say that sometimes the decisions we make are good decisions, but at the same time, before getting into action, I'm talking, but before you just move on, you could consider some better options as well. In this situation, you wouldn't call the good option in comparison with the better option a waste of time. I mean, religiously, this is what Satan did himself. Instead of prostrating before Adam, he suggested that I would be a good worshiper, the best worshiper you'd like, O Allah, but please exempt me from this act of worship before Adam. It was a good thing. Yes, he suggested he would do prayers, but instead he chose what he himself thought as good.
Disobey.
And disobeyed. This is the matter of priorities.
Mm-hmm. So you mean sometimes you might not recognize how wrong is the decision you're making at the moment.
Yes.
But then it is wrong, and you have to consider that.
So we do have wrongs. I objectively say that we do have some things wrong, and we have to be really cautious about.
Oh, well, then we do have wrong based on the narrations you're saying. Like whenever I'm trying to make decisions, I have to consider, is it going to be accepted and approved by Allah or not?
Not necessarily, but yes. I mean, even if you do not consider the fact of religion, if you omit religion in your everyday life, you do have some options. You go for the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the best, the other options, as I call it, are wrong. Yes, when you have chosen them for any reason, you've gone for them, you make the most of them. That's the strategy. It
yeah.
must be there. But when before you get into them, in choosing them, when you have the best option, the other options are called wrong, or at least I would call them.
Well, that was the point I was just trying to make. Like, sometimes it's not being put in a very clear situation of a wrong and right.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it's really
sometimes
hard.
It's a matter of picking among the right, which is the best.
Yeah.
So in that case, I just said there is no wrong. But in the case of considering things from the perspective of God and what He has defined for us,
yes, true.
For sure there is a wrong. So let's go for a break and then come up for the last part of today's episode. Okay, now I focus my energy on the wrong place. And then regret comes for me. How do I have to treat the situation? Like, is that the end for me?
Of course not. And religiously speaking, we have God there for us. And we have like the, you know, when we have a problem, we surely have the solution for it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to Islam, which is like the whole encyclopedia of life. Like for every
and
moment.
Hope.
Yeah, exactly. For every moment that we are feeling like we are left back, we made a mistake, we are not feeling well, then we do have the like solution there as
mm-hmm.
well. Like one of the things which really helps is that self-reflection and taking account of the things that we are doing. Like this
learn from them.
Yeah, exactly. This leads to this understanding that like I agree with the fact that I made this mistake and I realize that this is not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I have the self-reflection time, I just take account of every single thing that I'm doing.
Specifically considering the fact that we are human beings,
yeah, exactly.
we are incomplete, and yes, that's what
exactly.
we do.
Exactly, and when we just believe in God, like that matter of tawakkul leads to this understanding.
Reliance.
That yeah, exactly. That leads to this understanding that it's normal. You make
mm-hmm.
mistakes, then you have time to just make up for everything that you did, and it is not the end.
Doing a mistake once and twice is okay, but I guess to keep repeating that is no longer called a mistake.
Yeah,
that it's a choice. It becomes a choice.
Yeah, and that is why in Islam we have it like repeatedly mentioned that you need to
yeah.
take account of everything that you are doing before you are going to be like before you are going to be judged based on your actions.
Exactly.
In Islamic traditions, what you said is just reflected in words that a believer does not get bitten from one
yeah.
hole twice.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to be cautious.
Yes, you have to get your experiences
cautious
based on
and
them.
Wise.
Act.
So all that we were talking about was that the first perspective I had was that even if there is something that's considered to be wrong and you have done it and you take that as a waste of time, try to change your perspective. It hasn't been a waste of time. Whatever it has been, at least you've got one lesson from it, that you shouldn't go through that patch anymore. And then also you mentioned that what did you mention?
The self-reflection and that we need to just take account.
Yeah. So this self-reflection is also a very important thing to go through retrospect and try to think about whatever you have done. Again, it comes with harmony with that idea of getting the moral of the story from
yeah.
whatever you considered as wrong. And then finally, not to forget that all the doors for hope are open for you. There is no way for us as human beings to close all the doors and say, okay, this is the end of everything for me. And there's no matter how wrong you go, there's always a way back for you. and God's always there and He would support you in whatever definitely. Good actions, good decisions you're going to make. Thank you very much. And thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed that. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.